Hey, what's up, guys? Real quick, I've been working really hard to amplify my social media presence recently, and recently just started diving into Instagram, which has actually been a ton of fun. It's a cool platform for connecting with y'all in just a more personal way. So if we aren't already connected on Instagram, let's change that. You can find me at the Anthony Vecino. So go connect. Let's do it. All right, let's get to the show.
If you are not where you want to be in business, in finance, or life, it's either because you are doing the wrong things, or it's because you haven't been doing the right things for long enough. But here's the irony, here's the tricky part. You only ever really learn which was the problem at the exact moment you find success. And because success never comes in that first scenario where you are doing the wrong things, then you're destined to a life of just ignorantly flailing at the wrong plan of action. And so the question is, how do we hedge against this? Well, in my experience, the only way to reasonably hedge against this risk of doing the wrong things and never really knowing if maybe it was the right thing, you just needed to do it longer and therefore you stick with it too long. The only way to know what those wrong things are is to model the behaviors of the people who have found success. Aggregate the behaviors of a group of successful people and then look for the commonalities in their approach. Then do those things. Success leaves clues. And so if you are struggling right now, you have not yet landed on the success that you're striving for in your business, in your life, your finances, whatever it is, and you're sitting there like, am I doing the right things? Is it simply I'm not doing the right things and I need to change my course? Do I need to pivot? Or do I need to stick with what I'm doing and just give it longer? I need to put in more reps, because often that's the issue that's holding us back, is we are taking the right actions. We just haven't done it enough times yet. And so the thing that will give you clarity on that is to go and look at the successful people that you want to model, aggregate their behaviors and say, okay, they tended to do these things for this period of time and they did this many reps. And so I'm not even remotely close to that yet. Therefore, it's unreasonable for me to expect that I would land on the same similar amount of success as that, right? The other side of this that can really help fast track and accelerate this is getting around those people, getting around coaches or, you know, people who can mentor you, who have been there. They have the perspective to say that thing that you're doing, that is the right thing. Doesn't feel like it in the moment, but trust me, stick with it. Or to be able to say, you know, that thing that you're doing, that actually is a really smart thing. Makes sense that you're doing it, but it's completely wrong. You should stop doing it right now. Really experienced people, coaches, mentors, they can save you so much time and energy. Not because they have some access to information, like some valuable information and like some new esoteric behavior that you've never heard of. It's just that they can recognize and pattern match and say, oh, in this situation, you should be doing this and you're not. And therefore, that's probably why you're not achieving this. And so getting around those people, I think this is where the value of coaching really comes in. It can compress decades of learning down into minutes and hours of coaching. And so you get the benefit of this person's, you know, 20, 30, 40 plus years of having done the thing, and so that you don't have to put in the comparable amount of time to get the same lessons. So I encourage you to go find those people, go find those successful communities of people, find your coach in whatever domain it is that you're trying to expand and improve at, and you will see your life, your finances, your business start to expand as a result. Now, one of the things that I've been talking about over the last couple of months, we are getting ever so close to launching this, is the Beyond the Apex community to help entrepreneurs solve this exact problem. My goal for this community is to help entrepreneurs maximize their return on life by focusing in on their four spheres of influence. That is your mindset, your health, your wealth, and your skills. These are the four areas that if you get them dialed in, you are going to be able to grow your business, grow your finances, grow your relationships, and grow this amazing thing called life to the place where you're not stressed out and burning out inside of your business. So if that sounds at all remotely, even closely interesting to you, then make sure that you leave a comment, shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, say, hey, yo, Anthony, I wanna be on that list for Beyond the Apex, because we are gonna cap it in the first cohort, first iteration. So we're not gonna have to take on tens of thousands of people. There's gonna be a limit on this one. And so if you wanna get in the moment it opens up, which is gonna be very, very soon, I've been working around the clock to put together trainings in all of those four spheres of influence. We got modules on storytelling, how to tell your story mechanically, how to figure out which stories of your life you should be telling in your business, and then how to deliver them. We have courses on copywriting. We have it on landing page design. We have it on mindset and goal setting, productivity. We have it on the ultimate guide to sleep and nutrition. Like, we have, it's all crossed. It's vast. I've been busting my ass on this for months, trying to put together everything that I wish I would have had for like a modern day MBA. that will actually work in the crucible of common day entrepreneurship. So that's psyched. If you're psyched on that, let me know. We'll get you on the list and stay tuned.
Hey guys, I love, love, love that you're listening to the podcast. I truly hope it's bringing you just a ton of value. But if you ever wanted to check out the video version of these podcasts, then you should head over to YouTube. You know, they're going to have more effects, more visual stuff like that. And that can help the message sometimes just hit a little bit different and, you know, reinforce the lesson in a better way. So you can check that out. It's completely free. Go over to YouTube, search for Anthony Vecino. It'll pop up. And if that's not what you're into, then cool. Just enjoy the show and let's get to it.